Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your hosts, Joey and Hallie Baird.
Well, whenever you have a lot of money, I guess you can do big spending, and it's not really that big of a deal if it doesn't work out or people get upset. For people like Holly and myself, when we have some money, we're very wise with how we utilize it, whether it's for personal or life expenses. We're going to talk
sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, there's sometimes you want to spend a little bit on yourself because you know you're
treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Yeah. You're X amount of years old. You've earned the right to spend a little money on yourself. Well, the $2.5 million garden here, Holly. What is it, and what's going on here?
Okay, so the $2.5 million garden is the White House garden.
Now, first of all, this is not a political on either side. This is about the garden. I want to make that clear.
Right, so it's the White House.
The White House garden.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter
what affiliation you are,
but it's just the White House garden. The White House is there. It's a building. So the White House garden was brought back by Michelle Obama after several decades, and what had happened is that Burpee Seed Company gave $2.5 million donation to upkeep the garden to 2036. And they gave that donation in the first term of
President Obama.
President Obama.
Yeah.
Thank you. So that was 2008. Mm-hmm. So how many years is that? I don't know. Okay.
2008 to 2036, this is what this grant will cover.
So it's 28 years.
Yeah, the maintenance of this garden.
Right. So it was for the public to benefit from, and it was supposed to be inspirational and mimic a backyard garden. So in this garden space was 1,100 square feet, and then in 2011 they added 1,700 square feet, so it was 2,800 square feet. Or it is 2,800 square feet. It's still there.
That's about 1,000 square feet more than in the back, your mom's backyard garden that we run that you'll see predominantly on our videos.
Right. But so it's something that if you have a large backyard and you wanted to use it as a garden, you could probably mimic the layout. However, they only use it basically to feed the White House staff.
Okay.
So that's what they use it for. It doesn't produce nearly as much food as a backyard gardener does. They actually produce usually about 1.5 times less than an average backyard.
Of that size.
Yeah, of that size. Instead, they got kind of
greedy
or fancy. And we don't know who did this. Like, we don't know if it was
what contract agency went through and did this.
No, I mean, saying that, like, we don't know who made these decisions.
Okay.
I somehow doubt that Michelle Obama was making all these decisions. She probably delegated somebody to do it, mm-hmm, and was like, this is our budget.
This is what we want to do. Make it happen.
Right.
And then that person took the understanding, okay, here's what I want to do with this.
Right.
Yeah. Now, we don't know that, but that's the chain of command usually in government.
Right. Or her
staff.
So they decided to put green cement or green concrete down because they did raised beds. So they put green concrete down between the raised beds, which they really could have just done like wood chips, but maybe they didn't research. I don't know.
Would have been cheaper.
Yeah, would have been cheaper.
And more of representing a backyard garden.
Right. That's what I'm getting at is that like maybe you have access to green cement. I don't know. But most people don't, so using wood chips is more applicable to the average person. And then they use steel to build the beds versus cedar, and cedar is a naturally, I don't want to say
extremely slow rot. Let's use that slow rot wood,
and so that would have been cheaper as well. So that was kind of two things they have going, I guess, that they decided to use for that $2.5 million. I guess the thing is that, you know, they're trying to have the public benefit from it. It's supposed to be inspirational. Personally, like, if maybe I wasn't a gardener, right, and I was like, oh, the White House has a garden, that's cool. And then you go to the website, you look at it, and you're like, this looks expensive. Like,
but a little over almost $89,300 a year over that 28-year span.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a 2,800-square-foot garden,
per year.
When it comes down to it, there's ways. You know, if I was given I would take a fraction of that and still have plenty to play around with. You know, with that kind of money, you could do acreages of a garden. and not just square feet
of
a garden.
And our friend Luke from MI Gardener,
this is where this came from. Yeah. Luke did a video on this, and that's
and
where we were.
And he kind of talked about his cost, how he, you know, if he did the same thing, he would definitely have, like, tens of thousands of dollars left. And I completely agree. If you and I designed this garden for the White House, it would look really nice.
Right.
But it would look like something that people could actually do versus maybe, like, a little bit, I don't know, fancy.
Yeah. So what would be some ways that we can cost, instead of, you know, the fanciness of the garden here, you said the wood chips instead of the green sand, the metal raised beds instead of the cedar. You can even do pine. Pine will last 5-7 years. You get the treaty kind, doesn't have the copper fungicide in it, it has a copper fungicide in it. It doesn't have the arsenic in which we used to have treated wood 20-30 years ago.
Yeah,
you can do it that way too.
Yeah.
And a typical 4 foot by 18 foot, 14 by 4 foot wide by, let's say, 20 foot long bed, about $28 in lumber. Is what it takes to put it together. So very inexpensive way to...
And you may have to replace the soil after a few years or replenish the soil, what have you. But Joey's doing some math here. But you definitely can do it on a much cheaper budget. You can use reclaimed things, reused items. So it's not like, obviously, you don't have to spend anywhere near $2.5 million. And maybe part of that was keeping it, you know, keep the upkeep. They have
paying the staff to
staff to upkeep it, things like that. But it sounds like it's not overly productive, and maybe that's something that is that they should kind of think about. But they're not going to.
But yeah,
it's already done.
Yeah, so if you're able to go on the website, it's a phenomenal garden, and it's supposed to encourage people that they can create a garden in their backyard. And we encourage people to create a garden of any size or a stature in their backyard. So I want you to be aware that that's, you know, and whether you're, whatever political party you're affiliated with, we all see that what cost us as us small amounts, it seems like the government, it costs them a whole lot more to do what we did for a very little amount.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. For more, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com for full-length in-studio video and podcast replay of Season 1. Season 2 underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG Show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.